Right, well, we asked you earlier to do a bit of experimentation. Well, let's go back to Ben and Dave and see what happens as they thaw out those bottles they were freezing earlier.
We're looking at some interesting aspects of air pressure today using only used plastic bottles, a coin, a bit of tissue and your freezer. Earlier on, we asked you to take a plastic bottle, a half-litre fizzy drinks bottle is perfect, take the lid off and put it in the freezer for a while to cool down. Then once it's nice and cold, we asked you to put a coin wrapped in wet tissue on the top and put it back in the freezer.
The next step is to take the bottle out of the freezer and heat up the air inside that bottle before the water at the top melts.
Right, so in order to heat it up, what do we do? Put it on the oven? Put it in hot water? In the microwave? How do we do this?
Hot water would work, probably slightly better, but your hands should be fine. Plenty of heat in your hands.
Okay, so let's go and grab our bottle. And we can see, looking at the top of it, that the tissue has clearly frozen. That's definitely ice now that's wrapping the coin.
That's right, so hopefully there shouldn't be any gaps in there and it should work quite nicely. You might want to do a couple of these at once because they don't always work, so we'll see whether this is a good one.
Okay, now the bottle looks a little bit frosty. Is it cold? Is it all right to handle?
It's cold, but okay to handle. I'm just going to wrap my hands around it, heat it up, so the air molecules in there are getting hotter and moving around faster. They're bashing into the walls harder and harder and harder, applying more and more pressure to this bottle until hopefully...
Oh, wow, so the coin that was wrapped in wet tissue has just fallen off the top, but not just fallen, it popped off. It actually got flung across the room, certainly a couple of feet.
That's right, the pressure increased and increased and increased until something broke. And then when it did, all that air escaping pushed the coin on the top a couple of feet into the air, and it made quite a satisfying pop, I feel.
This obviously tells us something about the very basic aspects of gases and the fact that they expand when you heat them up and they contract when you cool them down. But what use is this actually demonstrating?
Well, this is used all over the place. For example, when you drive your car, what's happening there is you ignite some fuel in some air. It gets incredibly hot. It expands maybe 30, 40 times, pushes a piston down in the cylinder, and that's attached to the wheels and drives you along.
I'm quite a conscientious recycler, so whenever I have had plastic bottles in the house, I tend to rinse them out in the sink and then put them in my recycle bin. And I've noticed before that if I rinse it in warm water and then I put the lid on, then quite often those bottles can crush themselves. Am I seeing exactly the same effect, but in the opposite direction?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same effect. You put in really, really hot water in there, so you're going to get very hot air, which will shrink as it cools down to room temperature. But also there'll be a load of water vapour in there. And when water vapour cools down, it will condense on the side of the bottle. You've probably seen that. Then it's shrinking by a factor of about 2,000, the water vapour, when it turns into a liquid. So you get a much bigger shrink, which can be really useful, for example, in steam engines going the other way. You boil water, it expands by a factor of a couple of thousand and really pushes those pistons along and drives your train along.
So a change in temperature will cause a change in volume by a few percent, but the change that causes it to transition from a vapour to a liquid, that seems to make a really big difference.
That's right. If you just think about the densities of a gas versus the density of a liquid, air has a density of about 1 gram per litre, whereas water has a density of about 1 kilogram per litre. That's a huge change in volume to go from one to the other. And so this change in volume with temperature is a basis of most of the ways we generate energy in our society, ranging from cars to power stations.
And all of that we can see just from putting an empty plastic bottle in the freezer with a few pennies on top. That's all we have for this particular experiment. But as always, you can find loads more to do, including videos and pictures online at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
Thanks, Ben and Dave. And as Ben mentioned, you can find out more about their experiment at thenakedscientists.com/kitchenscience.